Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Soften My Heart and Make Me More Like Jesus, already in progress.
All things were made by Him and for Him. So if God made all things, then where does Satan come from? Satan and his host of demons? And so then where does sickness come from? Where does goodness come from? Where does evil come from? Now see, that's where we have a real problem. Thurman, you can't tell me that God creates evil. I mean, I've had people tell me that. In fact, Jeff and me and Cheryl, we went to a teaching in North Dallas here a few years ago, and the pastor that was doing the teaching, great guy, great man of God, he made a statement about Isaiah. Actually, he didn't quote the scripture. He just said, you'll hear people say that God creates evil, and he said, I'm telling you, that's not true. He said, there's a verse somewhere in the book of Isaiah. I said, I don't know where it is, but he said, it says that, you know, that God creates evil, but he said, you know, that's not true. That's a misunderstanding of the scripture. And so he said, now, I don't know where that verse is. So I was sitting right straight out in front of him out there about 10 rows, whatever it was. I held up my hand. He said, yes, sir. I said, it's in Isaiah 43. I forget in verse 6 and 7, 5, 6 and 7, I believe it is. And so anyway, so he went over there and looked at it. And he said, oh, yeah, that's it. That's a verse. That's exactly what I was talking about. I said, that's not true. He said, now, if anybody in here don't believe that, he said, don't come tell me about it. He said, unless you have scripture to back it up. So I didn't say a word. So we sat all day in the teaching, and the teaching was all day long. We were there all day, and so after it was over, we come home. And when we got home, I went in on my computer, and I sat down, and I got about 40 or 50 places in the Word of God where it says God creates evil. Now, if I find two places that says God creates evil, guess who creates evil? Let everything be confirmed out of the mouths of how many? Two or three witnesses. Okay, so if I find two, I'm pretty good. Did you know that back in the days of Moses, all it took was two men to come up and say, I saw him sin. And this other guy said, and I saw him sin that same sin, and that's a sin unto death. Do you know they don't even ask any questions on the witness of these two? They kill him. That doesn't seem fair to me. Does it, you, Scott?
No, I like three.
Yeah, I like at least three. Whatever this man said, what he did. When I came home and I found 50, I quit looking. I thought, good grief. I didn't realize it was in here so many times that God creates evil. But the Lord creates evil. I thought, wow. So anyway, I took the letter to Jeff. I said, Jeff, in your spare time, you know, when you're praying for people, if you come into a time when you don't have a lot to do, I said, would you look up where God creates evil and so forth? About that, because Jeff was with us down there that day. And so a few weeks later, Jeff came to me and said, here, Pastor, I found a few more. And he handed me, I believe it was, how many pages was it? 20 or 25 pages of where God creates evil, of scriptures. And I thought, wow, the Lord says, let everything be confirmed out of the mouths of two or three witnesses. Here we've got all these pages of verses that says, and God creates evil. I thought, wonder how we missed all that. How do you think we have missed it all? How do you think we've got this things in our heart that God only does good? In fact, I heard a pastor the other day said, let me read my lips, he said. If it's good, it's from God. If it's bad, it's from the devil. You heard him, did you? Okay, you heard him say this. Now, that may be true to a degree, but if it's good, we know God did it. But we don't want to acknowledge that if it's bad, that God did it also. But he does. He's running the show. And you think for a minute that God would not judge us? Let me tell you. In fact, let's just go on down through the scripture. Let's see if we can get through these far enough. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, or things, all things were created by him and for him. So why did he create the devil then? For him. He needs him to do things, and he uses the devil. It says there, all things, everything, were created by Jesus, or by him, and for him. Verse 17, let's see what that, verse 17. For he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Where in the world did cancer come from then? Where do you think cancer come from? From God. If everything that exists, you may disagree with me, but if everything that is made, everything that exists, if it's only made by God, if he made everything, then I believe he had to make everything, don't you, Scott? So if nothing exists, and I'm not adding to the scripture, nothing exists except he made it, then who made everything, Franz? God, right? But there ain't no two ways about it. So if you and me are good boys and we please him, and we know, me and you both know there's been days in our life when we didn't please him, haven't we?
More than once.
Oh, more than once. The frog, he's honest here. But still, in all of that, you're still sitting here today, 86 years of age, in excellent health, even though you just made him unhappy several times. He really still is a good God, isn't he, Franz? He really is. In fact, I'm going to tell a story. I hope I tell it right on Franz. He may have to correct me. But here a while back, he had bought, I think, a nice red or new red car or something. And he pulled up to a light or something. And I think that he didn't see whatever was happening. And some guy come running by his car. And Franz says, it looked like the guy went right through my windshield. Was that right? Is that what you told me? He went right through it. I mean, he went right through his windshield, and he could have touched the car from where he was sitting in the seat. And the guy went on by, and the guy goes over here and stops and gets down and comes back and says, old man, you need to learn how to drive before you kill somebody. But obviously, Franz was not in any kind of sin. He was being an obedient son, because that boy, when Franz got out and looked at his car, there was not a mark on your car, was there, Franz? Not a mark on his car, not a mark on the other boy. The other boy knew he got extremely close, but he wasn't where Franz was sitting. Franz knew. You told me you could have reached out and touched that car, but you didn't get a scratch. Why do you think that happened like that? I mean, if this man's walking in obedience to God's word, God's there, and he is a super good God. And he can do anything, can't he, Franz?
You sure made a believer out of me.
Isn't that amazing when Franz says, it sure made a believer out of me. That'd make a believer out of me too, wouldn't it, you? So is God a good God? He's a good God to his children. All the time. To his obedient children though, right? You start living like the devil a little bit out there and you see if you get a spanking. You will, and you won't like it either, I guarantee you. But anyway, it's amazing what God can do. In fact, Cheryl and I, simply talking about this wreck that didn't happen, we were talking to a friend of ours that's an airline pilot, or used to be a retired airline pilot now. But when he was a young boy, 18, 19, 20 years old, he was a crop duster. How many of y'all know 18, 19, 20-year-old boys do some stupid things? You been one of those? Yeah, I have been. He said he was spraying some crops, and the man that owned the fields told him, said, now, there is a set of power lines that goes right diagonally across my field, and you have to go under those big power lines to spray the crop. Now, these things got 100,000, they're like these big lines down here, 100,000 volt lines. He's going to fly under those lines and spray, and then he's going to get down here and do one of these things, come back around, come back, spray the other side. But he said, when you get down there to the corner where the lines go across to the corner, he said, that's called dead man's corner. He says, you got to promise me if you spray my crops, you will never try to go between the power lines and the mountain because there ain't enough room for an airplane to go through there. So, you know, automatically when somebody tells a 20-year-old boy, y'all all know where I'm coming from, don't you? You've seen these young, stupid boys, and unfortunately, us men, we've been that young, stupid boy. And so he sprays the crop and everything. The farmer's over there watching. He's driving right down each time as he goes to make sure he gets everything done. And then when he gets that last one, he gets down to that last one, he thought, I can make it through there. I've got 3 gallons of chemical left over. That's just enough to spray that little corner. So he said, I can do that. So he goes through there, and he says, when I go through there, all of a sudden, I realize there ain't, just like he said, there's not enough room for me to go through there. And all of a sudden, he said, everything becomes totally supernaturally quiet. I don't hear the engine running. I don't see nothing except a beautiful set of white lights. And then said, all of a sudden, I'm back over there at the place where I left, and I'm sitting out there with my airplane, and we're on the ground. He said, I get out of the airplane, and I think, how did I get here? I didn't land. I was going to go between that thing, and I saw there was not, sure as heck the man told me, there was not enough room to go through there. And so I knew I was fixing to crash. There was no two ways about it. I knew I was going to hit that pole. I knew I was going to hit that mountain. And all of a sudden, no engine sound, no noise, no nothing, totally quiet. And then the next thing he sees, he's back where he started, at his office. And he walks in, and one of the girls says, are you okay? He said, I don't know. I don't know what just happened. She said, what do you mean? He says, I don't know how I got here. I thought I crashed out there, but I don't know how I got back here. But he said, I sat there for a few minutes, and all of a sudden the old farmer that come up there to the airport where the airplane was, and he come running in there, and he looked at me, and he says, you're real. He said, well, of course, then why? He said, I saw you crash that airplane. When I was at the end of the runway and I saw you do what you were doing, I told him, I told that stupid kid not to do that. There ain't enough room between there, and he's going to try it anyway. And then he said, I saw you crash that airplane into the ground, and said, you were gone. You were crashed. The airplane blew up. So he said, I run around the edge of the field and got around. When I got there, there's no airplane, no boy. And he said, I drive up here, and here you sit. There's the airplane, and it looks like there's not a scratch on it, and you're still alive. And he kept touching him, said, you are really real. He said, obviously, now, wait a minute, let's stop and think about this. Just like Franz with a car wreck, he wasn't through with you, was he, Franz? He still had something for you to do. Otherwise, he'd have killed you in that car wreck. But he wasn't through with you. Just like my friend, he wasn't through with him. He had something else for him to do. Just like me, the day I was under the 20,000 pounds of steel in Houston, when the Lord spoke to me and said, son, go do your paperwork. I said, Lord, I'd just like 15 minutes under here, then I'll go do it. And he said, no, son, go do it now. So I crawled out my mother and took two steps, and the supporting structure holding 20,000 pounds of steel exploded, and 20,000 pounds of steel was laying on the ground right where I was 5 seconds before. Now, who's in the miracle business? Jesus. Is he running the show?
Yes.
Did he save all these people, all three of these stories we talked about? Was he there?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Soften My Heart and Make Me More Like Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website, www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.